出今日嘅攻读圣经嘅经文，喺约翰福音20:21-15:4，父怎样差遣了我，我也怎样差遣你们。你们要住在我里面，我也就住在你们里面。枝子若不连在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不住在我里面，也是这样。马太福音22:35-40，他们中间有个律法家试探耶稣说：老师，律法中哪一条诫命是最重要的呢？他回答：你要全心、全性、全意爱主你的神，这是最重要的第一条诫命。第二条也和他相似，就是要爱人如己。全部律法和先知书都以这两条诫命作为根据，因为不单主的道从你们那里传遍了马其顿和亚该亚，就是你们对神的信心也传遍了各处，所以我们不用再说什么了。现在我将时间交给我们今天的讲员。We'll pass the time to Reverend Trevor Gunter.
Good morning. I feel like when I'm in a church with a different language that I should be speaking Spanish. So maybe I should preach in Spanish this morning.
I don't know Spanish.
It's good to be here with you all. I just love sensing the Spirit of God here through the worship. There's just a real presence of God in the gentleman that was here leading the worship in his face. And it reminds me of when a pastor from one of your churches here came to visit us in Guadalajara several years ago, and he brought some Chinese videos. And one of the videos was of a peasant young girl in China that God started to use to make hymns and songs.
咁呢个弟兄咧带嚟有好多嘅一啲嘅短片，一啲音乐短片，系讲到中国有一位嘅姊妹，十分之出色，系作曲作词，好多人都听佢嘅歌。
And so it's a story of her life and how God redeemed her and started to use her to make hymns. She has written over 900 hymns that are used in China today.
亦都分享到呢位嘅姊妹，佢嘅生命点样俾神改变。呢个姊妹佢作咗超过900首嘅呢啲咁嘅短诗，呢啲圣诗系喺中国里边影响好多人嘅生命。
Maybe you sing some of them here, but by watching those videos and listening to her story, it is just a beautiful testimony of what God is doing in her and in China.
有啲嘅诗歌或者大家都识唱嘅，但系我哋睇嗰个短片，我哋就好深嘅感受到呢个姊妹点样俾神使用喺中国好多嘅地方，喺好多人嘅生命上边都得着生命嘅建立。
We have been now in Mexico for about 13 years.
Trevor 牧师佢去咗墨西哥宣教已经有13年嘅时间。
We have had the privilege to start a training center that we call the Matthew Training Center.
我哋喺墨西哥建立咗一个训练中心，叫做马太训练中心。
And we're helping train young adults in following Jesus and becoming His servants.
系栽培一啲嘅年青人，亦都装备佢哋去传福音。
And they are coming from several countries and going out to several countries.
佢哋係喺嚟自唔同嘅國家，亦都係受過訓練之後，佢哋會被差派去唔同嘅地方嚟到傳福音。
And so we thank you for your partnership with us over these years.
我哋特別嘅多謝弟兄姊妹，你哋喺過去嘅日子同我哋一齊嘅同工。
For your prayers and your financial support.
大家喺代禱上邊，喺經濟上邊嘅支持。
Because the fruit that we are seeing in this training center is your fruit as well.
因为我哋喺呢个训练中心里边睇到所结出嚟嘅果子，其实系弟兄姊妹你哋结出嚟嘅果子。
So we invite you to celebrate with us this fruit.
所以我哋欢迎弟兄姊妹同我哋一齐去分享，亦都去庆祝我哋有咁样嘅收成。
And we also want to thank you for your prayers this last year as my wife Joan was diagnosed with cancer.
亦都特别喺过去嘅一年。Trevor 的太太中，她过去一年是经历这个患了癌症，多谢弟兄姊妹一直的为我们祈祷。
And so we came back to Canada for after the surgery in Mexico to go through about 8 or 9 months of chemo and radiation.
她过去在墨西哥做完这个手术之后，我们跟着就回来加拿大，要有暂时的一个定居，是接受一年有9个月这么长的化疗。
And some of you have told us that you've been praying for us, and particular Joan, and we say thank you.
有啲弟兄姊妹直接同我哋讲，特别同阿钟讲，系话为我一直嘅为我哋祈祷，我哋喺呢度特别要同弟兄姊妹讲声多谢。
And that she not only survived, but she also thrived through the pain and the struggle of cancer to be a witness to Jesus.
因为大家嘅代祷嘅缘故，唔单止喺呢个嘅癌症底下咧能够幸存，更加咧系喺嗰个患病治病治疗嘅经历里边，我哋真系经历到神好多嘅祝福。多谢大家。
It was a difficult year for sure, but God brought lots of very special lessons, especially learning to let go.
过去一年其实系艰难嘅一年，不过过去我哋学到好多好宝贵嘅功课，尤其是一个好特别嘅功课，就系一个要放手嘅功课。
And one area that we are starting to let go is the ministry that we have in Mexico. We will be retiring in 3 years.
其中一个要学习放手的就是我们在墨西哥建立了很多年的事工，来紧的2-3年里面，我们就要去放低这个工作，要翻返来加拿大准备退休。
And 2 former students with their wives are going to come and work with us and take over the ministry.
是过去我们在这个训练中心里面有的两个学生和他们自己的太太，他们会来到我们的中心那里，以后要一路一路的接手这个工作。
And we are thrilled that God is raising up leaders like that and they will continue to make disciples that will go out to the nations.
我们看到神在这个地方里面兴起不同的工人，继续使这个工作不住的发展，我们心里面感到非常的兴奋。
Last year, God gave us 3 new disciples in 3 new grandchildren.
神呢在过去一年呢给了我们有3个新的门徒，就是牧师他自己3个的孙。一年里面多了3个孙。
And we're going to treat them as our disciples and come back here and work with them and disciple them as grandparents.
我们第日回来呢，我们就做阿公阿爷这样都好呢，我们都当他们是我们的要训练的门徒的对象，要建立他们成为耶稣的门徒。
So that is something we're looking forward to in the next 3 years.
这个是来紧3年里面我们一路要盼望的那个的方向。
The message this morning is discipleship by community and discipleship in community.
今朝要同大家分享嘅一个嘅主题就系植群体，在社群建立门徒。
In a recent book that I read, it says that the main reason the first Christian centuries captured the hearts and minds of Roman pagans.
最近我读到一本书，就系喺初期嘅教会嘅信徒，佢哋系处身喺一个系非常之世俗化嘅一个罗马社会里边。
And it was the same Roman pagans that were persecuting and killing the Christians.
就系嗰啲逼迫基督徒嘅嗰啲嘅罗马人。
The reason they were changed was because of their visible testimony that they saw in their transformed lives.
后来他们的生命怎么得着改变呢？是因为在当时初期教会的信徒，在罗马人的当中，他们的生命有一个很高的能见度。
So one question we want to ask this morning is, what role does community have in making disciples?
今天我们要大家一起问的问题就是，究竟群体或者社群在我们 門徒訓練呢個項目上邊扮演一個乜嘢重要嘅角色呢？
And to start, we'll look at a few verses that were already read on the screen.
我哋一路要讀嘅幾段聖經，頭先我哋已經讀過噶啦。
John 20:21.
約翰福音第二十章第二十一節
is kind of like the Great Commission for the Book of John.
好似喺約翰福音嘅一個大使命一句嘅金句。
And Jesus very simply says, "As the Father has sent me." I am sending you.
耶稣好直接了当嘅咁样讲，父点样差遣我，我就点样差遣你哋。
And in English, the first word "as" is key to understanding what Jesus meant.
喺呢个说话里边，嗰个照样嗰个字系非常之重要嘅。
And what he's saying is, in the same manner, just as I did, you go and make disciples as well.
耶稣嘅意思就系话，父点样系差我，我点样去做呢个门徒嘅训练，你哋都系点样样。去做呢个训练门徒嘅工作。
So we need to examine how Jesus made disciples.
所以我哋要谂一谂，睇一睇耶稣点样系造就门徒、训练门徒嘅呢
？And he made disciples out on mission and in community.
耶稣系藉着一个群体喺呢个嘅和场上边去建立门徒嘅。
Another verse is about the vine and the branches from John 15.
另外一节圣经，我哋头先读过嘅就系约翰福音第十五章，讲到葡萄树同埋枝子。
Just one of the verses says, "No branch can bear fruit by itself."
其中一节我哋大家都好熟嘅就系枝子系唔能够自己结果子嘅。
We cannot do this alone.
我哋唔可以自己一个人做晒嘅。
The life of a disciple is connected to the vine, Jesus.
门徒嘅生命系连于呢个嘅树
，and to the other branches as well.
同其他嘅树枝一齐嘅有咁样嘅联系，先能够结出果子。
We need each other.
我哋大家都彼此互相有咁嘅，互相需要大家。
And then in Matthew 22.
喺马太福音嘅二十二章
，where there was this exchange of questions, and Jesus is telling them the two most important commandments.
就喺呢个咁样嘅对话里边，耶稣讲出系最大嘅两条诫命。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
就系尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力嘅爱主你嘅神。
And the second one is the one we want to focus on here.
其次咧就系我哋要注重嘅。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
就爱你个爱你嘅邻舍如同自己。
How are you doing, church, in loving your neighbor?
我哋点样喺教会嘅生活里边去爱邻舍呢
？Do you know your neighbor?
我哋认唔认识我哋嘅邻舍呢
？We need to be intentional in loving our neighbor.
我哋喺呢个爱邻舍呢个咁样嘅实践上边，我哋要有一个刻意嘅行动。
So how does discipleship happen by community to others and in community to ourselves?
建立门徒点样藉群体又喺社群里边去得到建立门徒呢
？We will look at two things.
我哋就系睇呢两点。
First of all, living as a community.
第一点就系我哋喺群体里边嘅生活。
With Jesus being our model and our example.
系耶稣成为我哋群体生活嘅榜样。
This must be visible to the world.
呢个一定要喺世界嘅面前有好嘅能见度。
In order to show them another way，
俾世界上嘅人睇到我哋。
In order to attract them，
系可以吸引佢哋嚟。
Because Jesus never compelled belief， he never forced people to believe。
因为耶稣从来都冇监人信佢，监人跟佢嘅。
He always attracted them。
耶稣反而咧系吸引人嚟跟佢。
And he tells us be in the world.
佢要话俾我哋听咧，我哋要入到呢个世界嘅里边。
He tells us to love our neighbor.
入到呢个世界系爱我哋嘅邻舍。
And when we do that in community,
当我哋喺个群体里边、社群里边咁样做嘅时候
，it's going to be very attractive.
咁就产生咗一种咁样好强嘅吸引力。
It's going to be very powerful.
亦都系充满住力量嘅。
Doing community only in seclusion or only with believers surrounded by four walls.
如果我哋闩埋门喺四幅墙里边，我哋净系个群体系所有信主嘅人，有嘅一齐嘅群体嘅生活话。
Hi, excuse me, my screen jumped ahead here. where are we? Sorry. when we only do it in four walls,
如果我哋净系喺四幅墙里边
，it to me it almost seems like we're selfish.
我哋差唔多谂，我哋有啲自私。
And I understand that we need to work together and build into each other's lives and be together as community.
我知道我哋信徒，我哋大家要有一个好嘅群体生活，大家有互相嘅需要，大家有互相嘅扶持，呢个系好嘅。
But normally our community life is a very rich experience.
但系我哋嗰个一般嚟讲嘅所谓群体生活，系一个好死板嘅一个群体生活。
So when we can share that with others,
但系我哋可以将呢个群体生活同人哋分享。
It's going to have a large impact on their lives.
在别人的生命上会产生一个很大的震撼力。
For the gospel.
是为了福音的缘故。
We need to work hard at bringing our community to the lost.
我们很努力地将我们的群体生活带到去失丧的人群中。
And not just bringing the lost to our community.
不是单单将失丧的人群带到来我们的群体里面。
We need to discover new forms of gathering together.
我哋要系去发现一啲新嘅方法，一啲新嘅模式，点样可以有群体嘅生活。
So what we have as a community will be visible to our neighbors.
以至到我哋嗰个群体生活能够喺出边嘅人嚟睇，系一个高嘅能见度。
In order to be an effective witness of the Jesus way.
可以产生以耶稣嘅方法嚟做嘅一个建立门徒嘅事工。
One church in North America describes it as having a third place.
喺北美洲有一间教会咧，佢哋用个咁样嘅一个形容词，系一个第三地方。
A third place, probably not in a church, probably not even in your home.
第三个地方嘅意思即系话咧，佢又唔系一定喺教会，又唔系一定喺我哋嘅屋企。
Where we gather as missionaries to do community.
但系就系我哋大家聚埋一齐，好似一个一个宣教者嘅咁样嘅一个嘅身份，做一个群体嘅生活。
This is where your community becomes intentionally orientated around those who don't yet know Jesus.
就系我哋呢个群体，大家系信徒嘅群体，系用一个系有个咁样嘅刻意嘅一个嘅方式，系喺社群中唔信主嘅人嘅群体中去做一个基督徒嘅群体生活。
And this needs to be a neutral and a natural place.
亦都需要用一个比较中立啲或者中性啲嘅一个嘅咁样嘅地方先做得到嘅。
So maybe we need to start asking the question, where do people already spend time and naturally go?
或者我哋需要问一个咁嘅问题，我哋一般嘅人咧，佢哋唔信主嘅人，佢哋多数喺边度聚集嘅咧？系多数去咩地方嘅咧？
How can we gather there with them as well?
我哋点样同佢哋一齐？点样可以聚集到佢哋一齐呢？
A third place creates space where people can learn to belong before they believe.
呢个第三地方嘅意思就系让呢啲嘅人佢哋能够入到嚟一个群体里边，而发觉到喺呢个群体里边佢哋有归属感嘅。
Jesus invested most of his disciple-making time not hiding with his 12 disciples by the Sea of Galilee teaching them a Bible study.
耶稣佢一生嘅传道工作唔系佢揾咗十二个门徒，就净系喺呢个加利利海嗰边，所有嘅时间都系集中系训练呢十二个门徒嗰个工作唔系咁少嘅。
But a majority of his time was spent out on mission, reaching the lost.
反而咧，耶稣嘅传道工作大部分嘅时间都系摆咗喺系同啲门徒一齐去到出边嘅地方去得着失丧嘅灵魂。
But his 12 disciples were with him and beside him and learning and watching at the same time.
如果十二个门徒咧一路跟住耶稣，亦都睇住耶稣点样做，系学耶稣点样做，佢哋就点样做。
Jesus made disciples, but he did it out on mission.
耶稣建立门徒，不过咧佢系喺个福音嘅工场上边去建立门徒。
In reading through the book of Matthew, I discovered he did it with three particular groups of people.
我哋读呢个马太福音，我哋就会发现到耶稣佢一生传道嘅工作就集中喺三个嘅群体里边。
Almost all of Jesus' time was spent with the multitudes teaching and preaching them.
差唔多咧，所有耶稣嘅传道嘅嗰个时间都系对住其中一个群体，就系所谓嗰个嘅群众，就系好大班人听耶稣讲道嘅群众。
With religious leaders that came up trying to ask a deceptive question about doctrine.
亦都另外一个群体就系咧，有啲系当时嘅宗教领袖，佢哋成日系要问耶稣好多系好难答嘅问题。
And then the third group were the interrupters, people who came to Jesus and said, "Come to my home and heal my son."
仲有另一个群体咧，就系喺耶稣做紧嘢嘅时候，突然间有啲人咧系插入嘅，系要求耶稣要做一啲嘢，你可唔可以嚟我屋企？医好我个仔啊，咁样。
And so Jesus spent time with them and would change his agenda and go to their house.
耶稣呢,听到这些这样的要求,耶稣是会特地改变他那个行程,那个时间表,要去为了帮助这些有需要的人。
So Jesus was out with the lost people, reaching them, but at the same time, discipling his 12.
耶稣一边做这个训练门徒的工作,一边呢,就是去到失丧的人群中,要得着那些失丧的人。
It seems like we often miss this about Jesus' discipleship model. Remember Jesus said, as the Father sent me, I am sending you. In the same way, go and make disciples. Jesus focused on the lost. Those in the world. And yet he made disciples at the same time.
但同时间呢，佢系做紧建立门徒嘅工作。
We need to learn how to do that better. And I think in Matthew 28, the Great Commission, in my paraphrase, as you are going around as teachers and doctors and lawyers and business people, wherever you are,
无论我们在什么地方都好,
reach out to the lost,
我们就去到那些失丧灵,
and,
失丧的灵魂当中,
and make disciples of them. You see, you cannot be a follower of Jesus and not make disciples.
你知道,如果我们说我们是耶稣的门徒,我们不可能不去得着失丧的灵魂。
We need to be intentional with that.
我们一定要刻意是这么做的。
And when you start reflecting the character of Jesus by loving people,
当我们思想耶稣的那个品格,我们是好像耶稣那样去爱人的话,
and caring for their needs and listening to their stories,
是关怀到他们的需要,也都是留心听他们跟我们讲的故事。
Their stories of pain and struggle and their fears.
有很多是痛苦的故事,是挣扎的故事,是充满恐惧的故事。
You will have lots of opportunity to speak into their lives.
我们就有很多这些机会可以对着人的生命来到去讲话。
We just need to discover ways to be with them in a natural and neutral place.
我们就需要发现一些是用一个很平常心的,一些是很自然的一些这样的方式来到接触这些人。
And if we are attached to the vine, Jesus,
但如果我们的生命是连着这个葡萄树耶稣的话,
He will come out.
他就会出来了。
People will see Jesus.
人就会看到耶稣。
This last year, Joan was on the cancer ward in Abbotsford.
过去这一年, 我的太太中, 她就在Abbotsford的一个化疗中心那里接受治疗。
Every day, 19 people are in the same room all getting chemotherapy.
每日都有另外的19个人都在这个中心里面是一起接受这个化疗的那个治疗过程。
And Joan had opportunities to sit and pray with people.
中呢,也有很多的机会可以跟其中一些人来分享,来为他们祈祷。
People living with much fear.
有些人是充满着很多的惧怕。
Joan doesn't know what was going to be happening to her either. One day a lady walked by Joan.
有一天,
Joan had the chemotherapy going into her arm.
当时呢,她的手上是打紧这个化疗针。
And the lady stopped and said to Joan,
有一个女士就停在她的面前,就跟她这么说,
what is with you?
她说,哇,什么你这样的?
You're just radiant.
哇,你好像整身发,面发光一样。
And Joan's going, I'm in pain just like you.
中的话,我打紧化疗针,好痛,跟你一样那么痛。
It must be Jesus shining through me.
如果真是发光,是耶稣在我里面发的光来的。
And the lady goes, oh, that's a bold answer.
这个女士就说,哇,这个答案这么有趣的。
And another lady came by.
另外一个女士走过。
And she also stopped.
她又停在这里。
And she also asked,
她又这样问。
What is with you? You're just shining.
她说,为什么你会这样的?为什么好像容光焕发的呢?
And John said, it must be Jesus.
中呢就答,就好,说,一定是耶稣啦。
And she goes, oh, okay, now I understand.
她说,哦,原来这样啦,我现在明白了。
When we have Jesus in us,
当我们有耶稣在我们里面的时候,
and we're out in the world,
我们出到去世界的人群中,
people are going to see Jesus.
人呢,是会看到耶稣的。
I had an opportunity to join a softball team in Colombia as a missionary.
以前我喺哥伦比亚做宣教士嘅时候，我系参加一个嘅球队。
And the leader came up to me 3 weeks later.
咁啊，参加球队三个礼拜之后咧，嗰个嘅领队就嚟同我讲话。
And he said to me, "You're a pastor."
佢话你系牧师嚟噶。
I said yes.
我系啊。
He said, "I can't imagine playing baseball with my priest."
哇！我话谂都谂唔到咧，同个牧师同个神父一齐打波。
He said, "Can I come to your church?"
我可唔可以去你教会咧？
And so for the next 2 years, I spent every Thursday at lunchtime with Jorge reading through the book of John.
咁跟住嗰两年咧，我每个礼拜四都同呢一个叫做 Horse 嘅弟兄咧一齐嚟到去读呢个约翰福音。
He had lots of questions.
啊，佢有好多问题问。
We only got to chapter 15.
我哋一路咁读啫，都系读到约翰福音十五章嗰度啫。
Can you imagine spending? Or now he's a Jesus follower.
咁啊，佢而家咧已经系耶稣嘅门徒啦。
I was able to baptize him.
我可以有将来，我后来有机会同佢洗礼。
Can you imagine being in a room of with 50 Muslim people?
你有冇谂到想象到咧？喺一个房间里边有50个回教嘅信徒。
Refugees from Syria.
系呢个系叙利亚嚟嘅难民。
In Turkey.
喺呢个土耳其嘅难民。
Having given up everything.
佢哋真系所有嘅嘢都放低。
Not sure where they're going.
唔知会将来去边度。
And they're in a room with 20 other Christian people.
佢哋呢一班人就同另外嘅20个基督徒，大家喺埋一间房。
For 1 week.
就为咗一个原因。
Talking about peace.
就大家一齐讲关于咩叫做平安。
Reconciliation.
点样叫做和平。
Forgiveness.
点样叫和好，点样叫饶恕。
Servanthood leadership.
啊，点样咧可以做仆人嚟到服侍。
That happened 2 years ago.
咁呢个系两年前嘅事。
Joan was in the group.
咁啊 ，Joan 咧就喺嗰个组里边。
And she got to meet all these Muslim people.
咁佢咧就接触好多呢啲咁样嘅回教徒。
And they talked about these different issues.
大家都系讲呢个咁嘅题目。
And little by little, they started to see Jesus in the believers.
就逐少逐少，佢哋喺信徒嘅生命当中睇到耶稣。
They are Muslim people.
佢哋系回教徒嚟嘅。
And yet they started to fall in love with Jesus.
但系开始佢哋对耶稣产生兴趣，产生好感。
John has conversations with them regularly through internet.
阿钟咧就每久唔久会同佢哋咧系大家有谈话或者喺网上有交流。
One recently wrote and said, "I'm not a very good Muslim. I only pray 3 times a day instead of 5."
其中一个嘅回教徒咧就咁样同佢讲，佢话我唔系一个好虔诚嘅回教徒，我每日咧就祈祷三次，应该祈祷五次嘅。
But I pray to God every time for your health.
但系我每一次祈祷嘅时候都为你嘅健康祈祷。
A different space to be able to share Jesus.
是一个另外的另类的一个空间来到去分享耶稣。
Nobody ever talked openly about Jesus.
没人可以是很公开地讲耶稣。
But they started to see Jesus in community.
但是他们开始在一个这样的群体里面是看到耶稣。
In attitudes.
是在态度上面。
In their face.
在他们的面容上面。
We need to look for places where we can do that with our neighbors.
我们需要在我们的邻舍中间找到这些这样的空间，这些地方来到分享耶稣。
Doing community together with people out there will greatly enhance the impact.
是跟世界上的人来到组成这些这样的群体，来到发展福音的工作。
When they get to see and experience community love and compassion and encouragement.
当他们在这个群体里面，大家经历到有接纳，大家有爱，大家有关怀的时候。
When we're sharing together and putting others first.
当我们大家一起分享，我们将别人比自己更加重要这样的心态给他们看到。
This kind of experience is new to many people. They haven't had it before.
对很多人来讲，这些这样的经历，这些这样的体验都是很陌生的，是很多人都没见过的。
But they want it.
但是他们很需要，很想要。
They're looking for it.
因为他们寻找的就是这些东西。
And they will ultimately find Jesus.
到最后他们就找到耶稣。
Community with Jesus as the model and center will attract others to it.
这个这样的群体的生活方式就是耶稣用来传道，用来建立门徒的那个方式，那个方法。
If they can only experience it.
只要人是经历到这种这样的群体生活。
And that is our challenge for us as a community of believers.
这个我们作为信徒的群体，这个就是我们的面前的挑战。
To take what we have as community here.
我们怎样可以在这里将这个的群体。
In smaller groups.
是在一些小组的里面。
And transport it out to what, to those people out there.
来转移到去在外面的那些失丧的灵魂的人群当中呢。
To make our community visible.
是将我们的群体在世上的那个群那个人群当中有高的能见度。
I think the Thessalonian church understood this.
我想帖撒罗尼迦的教会他们明白这一点。
And Paul commended them.
所以保罗是称赞他们。
And he said, your faith in God has become known everywhere.
就是你们的信心你们的信心在各处都传开了。
So I ask you, Pacific Grace.
所以今天我是特别为特别为众恩堂的弟兄姊妹来到提问。
What must we do as a community of believers from this church for this to be said about you folks as well?
我们这一个
faith is going out everywhere.
我们这个众恩堂的群体，我们怎样去好像帖撒罗尼迦教会的群体一样，在未曾信主、失丧的灵魂的人群当中，来到建立一个建立门徒的群体呢？
This past summer in July, a church from Vancouver came to Guadalajara, Mexico to do a mission trip.
过去这个有一个七月有温哥华的另外一间教会他们有一队短宣队去到墨西哥这个地方来到同我们一起合作。
And I asked one of our former leader, students to lead that team.
我是邀请我们以前那个训练中心以前的一位学生来到带这个短宣队。
And he wanted to know if he could, kind of do a similar program that we used to run.
他就问我可不可以呢是将以前做过的一个这样的活动呢是现在是用在这个的短宣队那里呢
Where he invited some students, some Mexican participants to make a team and work together with the ones from Canada.
那个做法呢就是在墨西哥的地方组成一个本地人的一个的小组同温哥华来的这个的短宣队一起的合作来做事。
And then he asked if he could also invite maybe three or four non-believers to be a part of that team.
那他继续问呢就是可不可以邀请另外的有三位四位未曾信主的人加入埋呢一个咁样嘅群组里面一起去侍奉呢
？And so I said to him, so you want to have non-believers help us reach non-believers？
咁我就问佢呢个问题，你系想要一啲未曾信主嘅人帮助我哋去得到嗰啲未曾信主嘅人系咪啊
？And he said yes。
佢话系啊。
Belonging can lead to believing。
原来咧喺一个群体里边嘅归属感啊，系能够带嚟别人加入呢个群体嗰个果效嘅。
And so for 2 weeks, we had 4 non-believers join our team.
所以有两个礼拜的时间，有四个未曾信主的人加入我们这个传福音的这个的短宣队。
And they saw Jesus in community.
他们就在这个群体里面看到耶稣。
They saw Jesus at the dinner table.
他们跟我们一起吃饭的时候，他们在吃饭那里看到耶稣。
Doing dishes.
我们大家一起洗碗。
Playing soccer.
我们大家一起玩踢球。
In Bible studies.
一起查经。
And they participated in everything we did.
我哋每一样嘢做嘅，佢哋都有份参与嘅。
When we worship, they worship.
当我哋一齐敬拜，佢哋又一齐敬拜。
When we told them to go and have a quiet time and listen to God and read your Bible and journal, they did.
我哋叫佢哋，我哋要有一个安静嘅时间，大家去静默，大家去默想。咁佢哋又自己去静默，去默想。
And they fell in love with Jesus.
咁佢哋又一路咧，系对耶稣产生好感。产生兴趣。
They experienced Jesus in community.
他们在这个群体里面去经历耶稣。
They belonged to a community.
他们是属于一个群体。
And they experienced Jesus in community.
也都藉着这个群体那个的归属感去经历耶稣。
And then they believed in Jesus.
他们就跟着最后相信耶稣。
It was very precious to see.
这个这样的经历非常之宝贵。
Nobody had to share the four spiritual laws with them.
没人特别要捉住他们要跟他们分享福音四定律。
They witnessed community at its best.
他们在一个群体里面大家一起的生活。
And that pointed them to Jesus.
咁就将佢哋带到耶稣嘅面前。
Christian faith was first a lifestyle before it was a belief system.
基督徒嘅嗰个嘅信仰本身最开始嘅时候就系一个生活方式，唔系一套道理。
We had a participant named Juan in our program this year.
我哋今年有一个嘅弟兄系参加我哋嗰个嘅活动。
And Juan grew up in Colombia. His mother told him, "Get ready, we're going to go to a swimming pool."
呢个嘅弟兄个名叫 Juan， 佢细个嘅时候，有一日妈妈叫佢，我哋去游水咯。
He was 5 years old, and instead of going to a swimming pool, she took him to an orphanage, dropped him off, and never came back.
呢个妈妈其实唔系带佢去游水，系将佢摆喺一个孤儿院，以后啲妈妈再冇嚟接佢。
And he grew up in this state orphanage until he was in his 20s.
佢就喺呢个咁嘅孤儿院里边一路嘅长大，直至到佢二十岁。
A family started to befriend him and took care of him.
亦都后来有一个家庭开始同佢做朋友，建立关系，后来就接咗佢翻屋企住。
And that family brought him to our training center in January.
咁呢个家庭咧就喺一月份咧就将佢带到嚟我哋嘅中心嗰度。
And Juan started to experience Jesus in community.
咁呢个Juan 弟兄就开始喺我哋嘅群体嗰度咧嚟到去经历耶稣。
And he too fell in love with Jesus.
佢亦都开始对耶稣产生好感，有兴趣。
If people are given an opportunity to belong to a community, I think they will become Jesus followers.
如果我哋俾到一啲人，佢能够喺基督徒嘅群体里边有一种咁嘅归属感嘅话，我谂咧啲人系会有机会嚟到认识耶稣嘅。
If that community has Jesus as their model,
如果呢个群体佢能够有耶稣喺佢哋嘅生命里边，系佢哋嘅生命嘅榜样。
Community has so much power and attraction when Jesus is the source and impetus of the community.
耶稣系呢个群体个榜样同埋佢嘅生命嘅嗰个能源嘅话，呢个群体就能够发生一种咁样吸引人嚟到耶稣嘅面前嗰种嘅影响力。
And now quickly the second point.
好快脆，我哋讲第二点。
Living in community with Jesus being our model will deeply impact and transform us, the members.
是在一个群体里面有耶稣在这个群体的中间，事实上也都产生在这个群体里面的人的生命那种的改变。
Discipleship doesn't happen effectively with just you and God.
建立门徒不是只是讲紧我自己和神两个人的。
It takes a community to raise a disciple.
其实需要一个群体才能够建立出一个真正的门徒来。
A community should be a place where believers connect with each other on a soul level.
是信徒他能够在这个群体里面是用一个以心为心这样的来往，这样的交通。
And when they do that, they're going to also encourage each other to be like Jesus.
他们都大家互相的劝勉，互相的帮助，鼓励，我们可以更加像耶稣。
We need to create space where we can challenge and encourage each other.
我们大家可以产生到一些空间，互相的切磋，互相的勉励。
Where we can share our confessions and confusions.
我们可以大家很坦白地说出我们心底里面的一些挣扎，一些难处。
Our messes and our mistakes.
我们的失败，我们的创伤。
Where our weaknesses will be exposed.
我们的软弱都可以是摆在人的面前。
We need to find those spaces.
我们需要找出这些这样的空间。
In such a community, believers authentically challenge each other to be like Jesus.
就是这个这样的群体里面，各位信徒，大家在一起，大家是很真心的，是对其他的人，是大家互相的激励，怎样可以更加好的去跟随耶稣呢？
And this requires time and effort and accountability.
这个是需要大家有时间，也都大家需要有努力，同埋需要有问责。
So Pacific Grace Church, are you ready to do this?
所以众恩堂的弟兄姊妹，我们是不是已经预备好这样做呢？
I'm sure some of you are already.
我很相信我们在座中有些弟兄姊妹已经预备好了。
But if you truly want to become a Jesus follower, this is the path.
但是如果你真正想是要做耶稣的门徒的话，这个就是那个途径。
To be in community with each other.
是在群体里面大家互相的在一起。
You don't get to be fed at a table for just one person.
我们不只是说在那个桌里面，我们只是一个人自己吃的。
In Saskatchewan where I grew up, it says, what's in the well,will come up in the bucket.
在沙省，我们在沙省住的，那里有一句这样的话，在个井里面上来的，那个壳里面那些，就是井里面那些。
You can't hide your mistakes, your defects.
你那些的瑕疵，你那些的不足的地方，其实骗不到人的。
But when they come up in the bucket,
但是在那个壳不上来呢，就看完了。
Then everybody will get to work together on helping you be transformed.
我们大家就互相的帮助，怎样去克服这些的不足的地方。
We see this happening all the time at the Matthew Training Center.
我们在这个马太的训练中心，整个都看到这些情况。
Where students come and spend 6 months living in community together.
就是有些的学生，他们就用了6个月的时间，大家一起的相处，一起在学习。
It seems like many church communities have become little more than gatherings of isolated people today.
有时我们在教会里面，我们的所谓团契，我们所谓的聚会，就是 一個個人大家好分離嘅，好分散嘅咁樣。不過我哋大家喺埋一齊。
We're together, but we're not really connected.
我哋大家係喺埋一齊，不過我哋大家唔相連嘅。
We're together, but lonely.
我哋大家係喺埋一齊啊，不過大家都係好有孤單嘅感覺嘅。
Sorry, we're together, but not dependent on each other.
我哋大家都喺埋一齊，不過我哋唔係互相依賴嘅。
Jesus modeled community by inviting 12 people to be with him.
耶稣嗰个群体嘅模式就系邀请十二个佢唔识嘅人同佢一齐。
He didn't call them to a program.
佢哋唔系邀请耶稣，唔系邀请佢哋参加一个活动。
His first call was to be with Jesus, a relationship.
耶稣邀请佢哋同佢一齐，同佢建立关系。
And it's hard to find Jesus doing anything in the Gospels.By himself, he always was with people.
我哋喺福音书里边好少睇到耶稣自己一个人做嘅，佢系常常都同啲人一齐嘅，一齐做嘅。
He lived in community.
系喺群体里边生活。
He ministered in community.
喺群体里边服侍。
And I think people today are looking for community.
我谂我哋现代嘅人，我哋都系揾紧一个咁样嘅群体。
They're looking for a place to belong.
佢揾紧一个咁样群体，佢哋可以投入嘅。
The face-to-face human touch and hugs and tears cannot be replaced by Facebook or FaceTime.
大家面对面嘅嗰个相交，大家深入心对心嘅嗰个谈话，系嗰啲电子嘅媒体唔可以取代嘅。
John and I receive videos every day of our three grandchildren.
Trevor 牧师同埋师母，佢哋每日都睇到咧佢哋嘅孙。嘅一啲嘅影畫，一啲嘅影，一啲嘅錄影。
And we look at them many times over.
啊，睇嗰啲錄影帶咧，就係睇咗無數次，都係咁睇。
Try to see every detail.
就係盡量所以睇下佢一啲嘅小動作或者一啲嘅小片段。
But when we come back to Canada and visit them,
但係到我哋翻嚟加拿大係探佢哋嘅時候咧
，and hug them.
啊，我哋真係可以攬住佢哋
，touch them.
我哋可以接觸佢哋
，and kiss them.
我哋可以錫佢哋。
It's a whole new level of relationship.
哇，那个关系，那个感觉呢，是完全不同的。
That's what community does for people.
那这个就是群体，个社群的，对人那种的影响力。
I read an article the other day about loneliness.
我们最近呢，读到一篇的文章，是讲及孤单。
In our Western society, they're calling it an epidemic.
我们在现代的西方的社会里面，孤单这个原来是一个头号的一个需要。
And this year in 2018 in the United Kingdom,
在英国就是今年呢 ,2018 年
,in the government,
在政府
,they went so far as to appoint a minister for loneliness.
在联邦政府里面呢，他们是委任一个部长，专门是针对这个人的孤单。
People are looking for a place to belong.
因为人都是寻找紧要去埋的一个堆。
And our communities need to develop a space where they can be free to share about their pain.
而我哋嘅群体需要建立一个能够俾人哋可以埋到嚟，分享佢自己内心嘅需要嗰个嘅群体。
And our struggles.
我哋亦都俾到佢哋听到佢哋分享佢哋嘅挣扎。
Where we can go to a community.
就当我哋去到一个群体里边。
And we can say, I'm not okay.
我哋可以同佢哋讲，其实我都唔掂嘅。
And you're not okay.
你又唔系好掂。
But that's okay.
但系我哋大家系 OK 嘅。
So you want to be more like Jesus?
我哋想要好似耶稣一样吗
？Become more like Jesus?
我哋要好似耶稣咁样样吗
？I encourage you to take the initiative to find and join a community of Jesus followers.
我哋鼓励弟兄姊妹，我哋都要去参加一个系耶稣嘅群体里边嘅一个群体生活。
And start building trust into each other.
能够开始大家彼此建立信任同埋关系。
Open your lives to each other.
系将我哋嘅生命向对方嚟到敞开。
And participate in making disciples of each other.
亦都参与喺别人嘅生命上面，一齐互相建立门徒嘅嗰个工作。
And you will start to see your lives change.
咁我哋就经历到我哋嘅生命会渐渐嘅改变。
And also look for creative ways.
亦都有一啲可以揾出一啲咧比较有创意嘅方法。
To take this transformative community to those outside.
点样将呢一个咧系生命改变嘅群体带到去社会嘅人群当中？
Who are looking for a place to belong.
那些人就是找着一个他们可以有归属感的群体。
So in conclusion,
所以结束的时候,
a community out there somewhere is waiting to disciple you.
我们要说在外面这个社群在等待着要去建立我们成为门徒。
And someone out there is waiting for you to disciple them.
亦都外面有一些人是等着我们去他们的当中去建立他们成为门徒。
That is following Jesus.
咁呢个就系跟随耶稣。
That is making disciples by community.
呢个就系藉群体建立门徒。
And in community.
喺群体当中建立门徒。
God bless you.
愿神赐福大家。